Another of Hofstede's dimensions is uncertainty avoidance. How well does a culture tolerate ambiguity? Here are the top five uncertainty avoidance countries according to Hofstede's database, that is, the countries most reliant on rules and plans and most likely to stick to procedure regardless of circumstances. Number one, Greece. Number two, Portugal. Number three, Guatemala. Number four, Uruguay. Number five, Belgium. The bottom five, that is, the culture is best able to tolerate ambiguity, are number 49, Hong Kong, number 50, Sweden, number 51, Denmark, number 52, Jamaica, number 53, Singapore. It is important to note that Hofstede wasn't suggesting that there was a right place or a wrong place to be on any one of those scales. Nor was he saying that a culture's position on one of his dimensions was an ironclad predictor of how someone from that country behaves. It's not impossible, for example, for someone from Guatemala to be highly individualistic. What he was saying instead was something very similar to what Nisbet and Cohen argued after their hallway studies at the University of Michigan. Each of us has his or her own distinctive personality, but overlaid on top of that are tendencies and assumptions and reflexes handed down to us by the history of the community we grew up in. And these differences are extraordinarily specific. Belgium and Denmark are only an hour or so apart by airplane, for example. Danes look a lot like Belgians, and if I dropped you on a street corner in Copenhagen, it wouldn't look all that different from a street corner in Brussels. But when it comes to uncertainty avoidance, they could not be further apart. In fact, Danes have more in common with Jamaicans when it comes to tolerating ambiguity than they do with some of their European peers. Denmark and Belgium may share in a kind of broad European liberal democratic tradition, but they have different histories, different political structures, different religious traditions, different languages and food and architecture and literature going back hundreds and hundreds of years. And the sum total of all those differences is that in certain kinds of situations that require dealing with risk and uncertainty, Danes tend to react in a very different way from Belgians. Of all of Hofstede's dimensions, though, perhaps the most interesting is what he called the Power Distance Index, PDI. Power distance is concerned with attitudes towards hierarchy, specifically with how much a particular culture values and respects authority. To measure it, Hofstede asks questions like, how frequently, in your experience, does the following problem occur? Employees being afraid to express disagreement with their managers. In other words, to what extent do the less powerful members of organizations and institutions accept and expect that power is distributed unequally? How much are older people respected and feared? Are power holders entitled to special privileges? In low power distance index countries, Hofstede wrote in his classic text, Culture's Consequences, power is something of which power holders are almost ashamed, and they will try to underplay. I once heard a Swedish, low PDI, university official state that in order to exercise power, he tried not to look powerful. Leaders may enhance their informal status by renouncing formal symbols. In low PDI Austria, Prime Minister Bruno Kreisky was known to sometimes take the streetcar to work. In 1974, I actually saw the Dutch, low PDI, Prime Minister Joop den Uyl on vacation with his motorhome at a camping site in Portugal. Such behavior of the powerful would be very unlikely in high PDI Belgium or France. It's hard to imagine the prime minister of either country in a streetcar or a motorhome.